preparing for Tishabov. The Torah is to create a closeness between us and the Kodesh Baruch. To succeed in life is very close. It's in the mouth and in the heart. That's all we have to do. Medrash that says, it's a moshul to a princess. Nobody knew her. And there was some person that used to always come to visit the king. And the Melech saw, and again, the moshul is that it's a princess that nobody knew her. The Melech had somebody close to him who used to always be the king. And when he would walk in, the daughter of the king would stand up. The princess would stand up for this person. The king said, see how much you are dear to me. Nobody knows my daughter, but she stands up for you. Story not so clear. Moshe, the Nimshel is Kach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. He said, see how chobav you are to me. Cherished in my eyes. There's nobody that knows the Torah, and I gave it to you. Like I said, Nelma Mi'ena Kochai. Torah is close to you, I'm close to you. That's what it says. Reading page Tofei. So it's saying that something very dear to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he shares it only with somebody who's very dear to him. We're the only one to give him the Torah, which is the dearest thing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the only idea of the Torah. So we carry ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into our lives in this world. Person first gets into contact with Torah is surprised. It's supposed to be such a spiritual thing. You learn the Gemara, an ox, a cow, and miscarried. It doesn't sound very holy. Interaction between two behemoths. So much of the Gemara is dealing with a day-to-day life, not this holy, lofty, spiritual things. But a person who pays enough attention and stays shaykhus to Torah, he realizes that there's no point in life that is not guided by the Torah. That is the greatness of the Torah Hashem. It is made as a way to bring us to our shleimus, and it covers every situation in life. It's nothing that's outside the realm of the Torah. That is the greatness of the gift. 24/7 we can be guided by the Torah, and in Mele, if we do it right, we have 24/7 opportunities of Sluyas, of Kibbutz, and the Kim. It says, by the Goyim, they believe in the concept of a God, but it's something detached from the day-to-day life. Once a week, you go to the temple, you go sing and pray, you get very worked up, excited. But that's over there. Then you go back home, and life is what it is. Because by then, the whole religion is a ceremony. It's not the reality of life. It says, the person doesn't want to be a chazan because he's wearing a certain type of clothing. His clothing has colored garments, or he's wearing a simple type of shoe. He has a chash of aprikosis, person is putting too much of his stress on external elements. That's the way they're going to. And while we also have a certain stress on external things, like we try to wear clothing which is fitting for our ideals, or represent the type of people that are in this. That's not because our worship is clothing. But clothing has a certain effect. That a person dressed in a certain fashion automatically connects himself to a certain type of, and automatically has a positive effect on his behavior. But in economic, that's not part of the Avodas Hashem. It's an external thing that just, with different types of limitations the person can put on himself, that also focuses himself on something different. He said the Gula is also some, by the Goyim, is also some idea far off, detached from the tears of life. By us, it's not like that at all. Also, just like it says, Karev Elecha Adova, it's also, Shema Mishpat Asus Toko, Yikroiv Yeshua, because Yeshua is very close. Medrash brings a moshul of a person who goes into a city, and he sees that there's a judge, the court is judging somebody, and he asks the person who was being investigated, when is this court case going to take place? He said, nah, don't worry, it's not so imminent. Then he asked the person who's in charge of setting up the court case, and he said, no, it's coming very soon. In other words, the person's in denial. He just wanted to push it out of his mind. He said, nah, it's coming. This court case is not going to happen so quickly. He didn't really check out the Metzius. By the guy also, they don't know when the Gula is going to come, but it can come very far off. They have a lot of things to do in life. You find redemption. By us, yeah. That's the difference between us and the Goyim. Bilam also said, Erenu v'loy ato, Ashurenu v'loy korov. The Gula is far away. Now, Kosh Bova said, this is what you're saying. And Nechanami, for you it's far away. You're going to die beforehand. Yeah. Our life is not only Kivas of Hashem, Kivas of Torah. The Gula is something that we live with on a day-to-day basis. I think it's right that is the fact that the Torah HaKadosh and the Torah HaKadosh HaTfila, half of Rosh Monesri is about the group of Kav HaShoev, Gov HaChir Seinu, Shiv Shatzin Gori Shoinu, Am Shin Rav Tikva, Am Tzadikim, Shulai Mirch Barachim Toshev, Samuel David, Tzecha Zenin, Shul Chazim Barachim, all those are connected to the Geula, bringing Christ all together, with the Shoyim, Yerushalayim, Shavos HaShchina. It's something that's very real to us. It affects our behavior on a daily basis. We believe that Hashem is just around the corner. It's just a matter. It doesn't make difference the way things look. It's very close. Adar Abba, we know the world will sink to the Father's distance from HaKadosh Baruch Hu before the Gula comes. In fact, the things look very detached from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Does not mean it. Yeah. That's what life is all about. Kill. Closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Closest to Gula. Yeah. Yeah. So what's going on now? In the period of, sounds like a richuk, talking about closeness, and now we're living with the distance that we have between us and our kosher book. The two events that prior to the full basic mikdash itself, that they were the eagle and that they were the miraglim, the matamas, the two situations which applied to Israel, showed Hashem that we do not feel the closeness as we should. Otherwise we wouldn't bother with an eagle, wouldn't be afraid to move into Eretz Yisrael. That caused the bechiel adoyers, cry, sorrow, richuk, distance between us and Kodesh, which eventually led to the Chum Beis HaMikdash. So that's from Mizabala. Even though we know there's a natural closeness between us and Kodesh, we know that the Yeshua is around the corner, but we have to be where we are now. The Jew has to be real. It can't be like the God that says, Messiah is far away. He doesn't even know if it's close by or far away. He just wants it. He doesn't care what the emissary of the world. He just wants to live his tithes, physical, mundane drives. We're the other way around. Because we feel the closeness, that's why we feel the Avedis. A person is not misabel and something has no shaykhus. You heard somebody die, you have to find out somebody close to you, then it's very painful. So the Avedis is because this is something close to us. On the bottom of the page, Tov Zayin. Chum Beis HaMikdash Chuban HaOilam. Chum Beis HaMikdash is considered the destruction of the world. Oilam Nechav She'ein Boi Apina Achas Yitu Horem Kudeshes Hashuras HaShchinah. A world with a base of mixtures that has Ashuras HaShchina, with that, the world is supposed to be a place that has the center of Ashuras HaShchina, connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in heaven. That's why it says in the first Halach in Shulchan Aruch, Roilecha Yerushalayim Liyos Mesa V'Doig HaChum Beis HaMikdash. Omer Azeh Baal Chidush HaRim, the famous Chidush HaRim, said, one second, it says, Yerushalayim Shekir be concerned about, what does it mean? Yerushalayim should be concerned about Chum Beis HaMikdash. Kavachayim, the person is not Yerushalayim, should be more concerned. He gets into more trouble than the other one. Sure. A person shouldn't fool himself. The greatness of our religion is that it's based on reality. No fake stuff. If you don't feel it, you gotta say, I don't feel it. If you feel it, I do feel it. So you just say, everybody has to feel it. It's very happy, the nice plot of lands, yacht. Everything is great. I'm not. Please don't believe it. And you read the Shulchan Aruch, no, you gotta be the tzad and the full base of mikdash. So we can't say that. That's what the Chiddush HaRim. You can't just say everybody has to feel it, because you're gonna take it out. Don't be real. So he says, the emes, the person who's a Yerushalayim, who knows the reality of the world, Hashem's running the world, and the tremendous potential the world has, he really would naturally feel terrible about the fact that he feels the chisaron of not having the base of mikdash. But he says that a person that doesn't feel it, doesn't fake that he does feel it. He should pay attention to the fact, I don't feel anything. And that is a feeling of chulin base. I'm so detached from the base of mikdash to the point, I don't feel anything. That in itself is my experience of it. For that, he has to feel bad about the fact that I don't feel anything. I don't feel I'm lacking anything. That means I don't appreciate what the base of mikdash is. That is something they should feel bad about. Because deep down, we all know there's nothing created for the Jewish nation and every individual in Klal Yisrael than having a Beis HaMikdash. So that's what he says. There are two ways of feeling the full Beis HaMikdash. Either the met naturally feeling the full Beis HaMikdash, or if you don't naturally feel it, at least feel that I'm so detached, I don't even feel anything. I feel bad about that. That's a step of getting closer. In order to get closer, a person has to know where he is. If he feels he's perfectly close, he won't get any closer. If he knows there's room to get closer, then there's what to do. And that's what this period is about, waking us up that there is room to be much closer than we are. Yeah. So this person, like we said, he's involved in running after physical drives, amassing wealth, and he doesn't have time to think about the base of Mikdash. He has other things to deal with. And he points out, like we said before, that six brothers in the Shemoneh Esrei are talking about the Geula, even started with the Chaim Mason, Goel Yisrael before. Yeah. So this time of year, at least during the Shemoneh Esrei, try to pay attention a little bit more. Chazal, this is central part of Shemoneh Esrei. The Shemoneh Esrei was based on the basic needs of Klal Yisrael. So some years ago, it was some non-religious organization wanted to make up a new monastery. So they asked people these suggestions. Everybody threw in the late, you know, what was currently in the fast. Make a tefillah to save the whales, or for the ozone layer. The average person doesn't really think what the basic needs of life are. As Al said in the Shemoneh Esrei, the basic needs that every person who's alive needs. Every person needs. If you don't have sefer, you need good health. With that, this is the brachas. The way I said it's eight of the brachas. You might have the Shemoneh Esrei, referring to the Gula Asidim. That shows how much that's a basic need for everything. It's a need for Klal Yisrael, Shalayim. Yeah. Okay. So like we're saying, we are the Am Kroiva. We're the nation that's so close to Hashem. We have the Torah that's so close to Hashem. We believe that Gula is around the corner. But if we do not feel that right now we're not there yet, and we're lacking the most basic thing that we need in our life, Hashem is in the Beis HaMikdash, the clarity that it brings us. Pay attention to that. We'll never be able to bring ourselves to the right mind frame for the Gula. So, once again, this is not a time to be depressed. Person is depressed, despair, and then he doesn't even think about the preparing ourselves for the way to prepare ourselves for the way to prepare ourselves for the tshuva of the yomim, the tshuva that are going to come up afterwards is by knowing where I'm standing now. I recognize it. I feel I'm lacking tremendous deal of greatness. I am naturally so close to Hashem. I just want more. He's able to feel our greatness of Klal Yisrael, and the greatness of each one of us. It's Hashem with that. We will feel that veilus, and then afterwards see the simcha that comes out of it.